Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst for the Communications Research Network. Hello.
Hello.
So do you think this is the way we'll all be doing it in a few years' time?
Well, I think that a lot of people stand to benefit if we start using our mobile phones for small transactions. The cost of processing cash is a very, very major cost for banks and businesses alike. So there'll be a strong incentive on them to make something that people will find attractive to use.
What about security? After all, you're loading up, you know, in this case you could load up to £200. I don't think you can spend it all at once, but you could store that much money on the chip. If somebody runs off with it, they've got your cash as well as your phone and address book and everything else.
They do indeed, but if somebody runs off with your wallet at the moment, they've got your cash as well.
It's very true.
No less secure as conventional cash.
Yes, perhaps they just need two hands for that, for the wallet and
yes.
The mobile. Now, the thing is, it does have to have a full battery. Well, not a full battery, I beg your pardon. It has to have battery power in order to work. Is it? And you can put in a PIN number as well as part of the security device. Is it going to be convenient for people?
Well, presumably people will choose to use the PIN or not to use the PIN depending on how much they value security. But the battery power is a real issue, because the more functionality and things that you pack onto a single device like a mobile phone, the more you're in deep trouble when the battery runs out. So, you know, it's very convenient to have everything packed on one device, but when the battery runs out, you are then stranded. So it's something that needs to be borne in mind by people. And of course, battery technology will improve, but we're putting an awful lot of things onto mobile phones now.
Now, presumably the mobile phone companies are doing this because they can see it's going to make them some money somewhere down the line. Now, O2 say we don't know how the business model will work yet, but what do you imagine will happen in the future?
Well, I think that using the mobile phone as a platform to deliver all of this obviously will save a lot of money for banks and businesses, and they will presumably make some charge to the banks and businesses that they save money for in order to make this happen. I mean, the details of the business model would need to be worked out, but it would be something similar to the sort of revenue streams that MasterCard and Visa enjoy now, but probably on a much smaller scale per transaction.
And just briefly, are other mobile phone companies looking into this as well?
Yes, they're all looking into it. Everybody's looking into it. It's an important issue, and O2 have stolen a little march on the others, but they won't be too far ahead.
Thank you very much, Eddie Murphy, telecoms analyst for the Communications Research Network. I'll just give you